Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
And you may please be seated in God's presence. It's my year of breaking limits. I want to welcome you to this second day of our week of spiritual emphasis. This is the month of August, and God has opened this month unto us as the month of destiny. I am a child of destiny. That's our prophetic focus for this month of August. And I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, no one will miss out of the plan and the purpose of God for his life. It's one thing to have a vision. It's another thing to know how to get there. Now, you might have a vision that you want to be a business guru. You might have the idea of the business you want to do. You might have studied about it and know people who have made money doing the same business in the past. But the only challenge you have is, how do you go about this business? How do you get to that point? How do you make it work? That's exactly what we are talking about. Vision in itself is not enough. It's not something we just celebrate. That, oh, I got a great vision. Maybe you dreamt like Papa had a vision for 18 hours, and then you are so excited. Oh, I just got my own. Exactly like Papa. In fact, exactly. 18 solid hours I saw. But it's not enough to have that kind of great vision. The critical part of it is how to be guided into it. That is why this month is very crucial. This month is very important. Everybody needs it, including me. Praise God. Everybody. So there is no one who has arrived already. It's a journey. If you have arrived at one point, another one opens up. So you start again. So in starting again, you still need direction. You still need guidance. So it's a subject that does not has an end. It's a continuous subject. It's something that we continue to experience until Jesus comes. Praise the Lord. That's why we all need to learn from it and begin to run with it this month. Understanding the wonders of divine direction is our focus, and we started yesterday. Were you blessed yesterday? God is going to add something more today. Yesterday, very quickly, we mentioned that three wonders of divine direction, and these three wonders are very, very vital. We mentioned about divine presence. Divine direction guarantees divine presence. Number two, it triggers supernatural breakthroughs. And number three, it secures supernatural victory. These were the three wonders of divine direction we mentioned yesterday. Tonight, we are going to build on what we started yesterday. And I continue with wonders of divine direction, part 1A. All throughout this week, we break it into three parts, 1A, 1B, 1C. Then next week, we continue with part 2. So part 1B, I'm just going to build a little more on what we started yesterday. I'm going to be looking at divine presence again in another dimension tonight. We mentioned it very well yesterday, but I want to build on it. Divine presence. And tonight, I want to take a look at divine presence in four dimensions. So I will be talking about four dimensional attributes of divine presence as a wonder of divine guidance. Don't be confused. All we are talking about is the wonders of divine direction. The wonders of divine direction. And yesterday we mentioned three wonders: divine presence, supernatural breakthroughs, and supernatural victory. And tonight I want to expatiate on divine presence, looking at four dimensional attributes of divine presence. Quickly tonight, number one dimension of divine presence that guarantees divine direction, or as a wonder of divine direction, is that when God leads, he goes before us. When God leads, he goes before us. In John chapter 10, verse 4 to 5, and when he brings out his own sheep, He goes before them. Say with me, he goes before them. So when God leads, he goes before us. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but we flee from him. For when they do not know the voice of strangers. So when God leads, he goes before us. That's the wonder of divine direction as an attribute of divine presence. Before someone will go before you, the person must be right there on the scene. So before God will go before you, God will first be with you. So that's the wonder of divine attribute of divine presence. Yesterday we mentioned about how God went before King Cyrus in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 to 3. I will not make a lot of expansion on that again. Please listen to yesterday's message. Now that we have Spotify, we have our messages on Spotify, on Podomatic and podcast. In fact, right yesterday, it was just available. As I was driving home, I was listening to it again as if I was not the one that God used to deliver the message. And it was ministering back to me. Praise the Lord. You don't know, when you are on this podium, you may not even understand everything you are saying. You may not pick everything, because faith comes by hearing and hearing again. Praise the Lord. So God used me to preach to you. And as I was going home, God was using me to preach to myself. Praise the Lord. He will still do the same tonight. As I will be going home, he will be using me to preach to myself. Thanks to our technical crew who are on top of it to push it out to podcast as soon as the service is over. So we heard about King Cyrus yesterday. God said to him again, I will go before you. And now, what is the importance of God going before us? That's what we want to quickly look at tonight. The benefit of God going before us. Number one, he creates the path. Anyone that goes before is the one that will create the path. Now, in the village, when a farmer is going, and he's going with his crew, his family members, he goes to the big cutlass. And as he's going, he's creating the path. He's creating the path. He's clearing the path. So when God is going before you, he's creating the path for you. So there is no obstacle that can injure you on the way. So when God is leading you into a particular business, he will be going ahead of you to clear off all the bottlenecks on the path. Now, another benefit of going before us is that he makes the way. Just like I said, if there is no way, he will be compelled to make the way because he's the one going before you. So if God has directed your path and God is going before you, he will be making the way for you. Therefore, decreeing the name of Jesus from tonight, God will make the way for you. And if there is no way there, he can be the way by himself. Praise the Lord. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So when God goes before you, he can also be the way. And another benefit is that he sets the pace. When God goes before you, he sets the pace. So you are not confused about when to move, when to stop, when to pause. He set the pace. He that pays the pipers dictates the tune. So God set the pace for you. So when others are failing, when others are misinvesting, when others are investing wrongly, God is setting your pace. He's telling you, my son, no, this is the time to hold on. This is the time to move. This is the time to stop. Remember when God went before the Israelites? When the cloud stopped, they stopped. God was setting the pace. I pray in the name of Jesus, as God is going before you tonight, God will be setting the pace of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. And another benefit of God going before us is that he takes the risk. He takes the risk. Imagine anyone going ahead. If you are going in a convoy or in an entourage, especially in the night, now, the one that is going ahead, you can use him as a guide. So if you see him dodge a pothole, you also carefully turn, even without seeing the pothole. If you see him bang into a pothole, you press your brake. Praise the Lord. So the same way, when God is going before you, God takes the risk. So you are risk-free. Your life is risk-free. Just like a product, they say 100% risk-free. Praise God. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, whatever trap the enemy sets before you, the enemy himself will fall into it.
Why? Because God is going before you. Amen. So God cannot fall into enemy's trap. Because he has seen it, he can command the enemy to fall into his trap. That's the advantage of God going before you. So never move until you have invited God to go before you. And finally, on this point, benefit of God going before us, he also clears the obstacles. If there are any barriers, if there are obstacles, God clears them off. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, beginning from tonight, God will create path for you. God will make the way for you. God will be the way for you. God will set the pace for you. God will take the risk on your behalf. And God will clear all the obstacles in the name of Jesus Christ. When God leads, he goes before us. Number two, attribute of divine presence as a wonder of divine direction. When God leads, he goes with us. When God leads, he goes with us. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I am with you always. I am with you always. So when God leads, he goes with us. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the latter part of it, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that's another wonder of divine direction. When God leads, he goes with us. And what is the benefit of God going with us? Number one, it builds adequate relationship. When God is going with you, you are having relationship with him. God going with us builds adequate relationship. So you have very good relationship with God. Just like when you have a good relationship with your colleague at work, the work will become very easy. When you have a good working relationship with your business partners, the work becomes very easy. When you have good relationship with your lecturer, you can't fail any subject. When you have very good relationship with your unit head, with your team lead, you don't have any problem at work. Or perhaps in the church, you have a very good working relationship with your colleagues in the church or with your service unit members. Your life is very easy, or with your service unit head, or with your pastor, or with your head of department. Your life is very easy. So when God goes with us, there is adequate relationship. And when you have very good relationship with God, you know you command various attentions. You command signs and wonders. You command miracles. Number two, when God goes with us, there is peace. Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So when God is going with you on a journey to destiny, you have peace. No anxiety. One of the proof of divine guidance we mentioned on Sunday was peace. So when God is going with you, when God leads, he goes with you. And when God is going with you, you have peace like a river. You have peace. There's no anxiety. You are very sure. But when you are not being led by God, there is a lot of anxiety and perspiration and so many confusions. Now, the way I can define peace, let me bring it this way. Imagine you are going to catch a flight and you are going in a traffic and all of a sudden you saw this very heavy traffic. There's anxiety. I mean, if you are not very careful, you know, anything can happen at that point. If it's a very serious business you are going for and you don't want to miss your plane, you know how you feel. That's lack of peace. If you are not the one driving, you may want the driver to fly. Now, all of a sudden, you just receive a text message from the airline that, oh, sorry, this flight has a delay. Now, there's going to be 1 hour, 15 minutes extra. You know how you feel. Your peace just returned. Everything just, it's just like everything just changed. Praise the Lord. So when God is going with you, that's the kind of feeling you have. Praise God. Peace. And number three, it eliminates fear. When God goes with you, when God leads, he goes with you, then there is no fear. Remember the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, God is not giving up the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. No fear. You are not afraid. That's why David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And later he said, even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. So there is no fear. And I decree in the name of Jesus today, every spirit of fear is destroyed. And now, when God goes with you, there is defense. When God goes with you, there is defense, which means you cannot be attacked by any evil. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can fight you. Nothing can destroy you. Nothing can affect you negatively, because there is supernatural defense. If God is going with you, when God is going with you, you know there are innumerable company of angels, because God is not going to be there. It's just like when Papa is going. Can you ever see Papa on the way by Fulton Avenue going by himself? If Papa is in town tonight, tomorrow morning, if he wants to go anywhere, number one, I must be there myself. And so many other people will be there. If he decides to go to visit, there'll be entourage. Now, imagine God, if God is going to visit, God does not go alone. So there are innumerable company of angels. And you know the Bible says, we give his angels charge over you, that you not dash your foot on stone. So you know the kind of defense you have when God goes with you. I decree in the name of Jesus from today, as God is going with you, you build relationship with him. You will have divine peace. You and every fear will be eliminated. And you'll be divinely defensed in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, when God leads, he walks through us. When God leads, he walks through us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who walks in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, your will is very, very critical, very, very important in fulfilling your destiny. And also, what to do, your action is very, very important. And these are the two things God does when he walks through us. For God is the one who walks in you, both to will and to do. Shout hallelujah. From tonight, God will not just go in front of you. He will not just go with you. He will also walk through you in the name of Jesus Christ. And what is the importance of God walking through you? Number one, God's walking through you enhances creativity. You know, Apostle Paul said we have the mind of Christ. So that's why we call some people genius. Why? Because they are so creative. Their mind is working at a very high frequency. They have the mind of Christ. So when God is walking through you, your business cannot suffer. Your career cannot suffer. Your ministry cannot suffer. Your destiny cannot suffer. Because he's walking through you. He's walking through your mind. He's walking through your spirit. You have par excellence spirit. You have par excellence mind. So that enhances creativity. And you know, definitely, you know, when you are creative, you'll be productive. And when you are productive, there'll be growth. So when you are creative, your business will be productive. Your mind will be productive. Your life will be productive. Then your life will grow. And all these are definitions of success. So when God is walking through you, you can never fail. So there is creativity, there is growth, there is productivity. And when God is walking through you, you are also supernaturally energized. Just like your battery needs to be charged for your phone to be active. So when God is walking through you, you are supernaturally energized. And that also means you are building strength. You are building spiritual strength. You are building emotional strength. You are building physical strength. You are building financial strength. When God is walking through you. That is why I know in the name of Jesus, this month, failure will be far away from you. Because God will be walking through you in the name of Jesus Christ. It will give you creativity. It will give you divine growth and productivity. It will energize you and give you divine strength in the name of Jesus Christ. And finally tonight, the fourth attribute of divine presence, which is the wonder of divine direction, is that when God leads, he walks with us. He walks with us. So God is not just going before you. God is not just going with you. God is not just walking through you. God is also walking with you. What a privilege that God is walking with you. You know, when you give your son or your daughter assignment to do, if they can't do it and you begin to walk with them, it becomes very easy. It becomes very fun for them. So when God walks with you, life becomes very easy. In Mark chapter 16, verse 20, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them. Who was walking with them? The Lord, confirming the word through the accompanying of signs and wonders. And look at how Paul put it in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 to 8. He says, so I planted, Apollos waters, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. So Paul is planting, Apollo is watering, God is bringing the increase. Paul is planting, Apollo is watering, God is bringing the increase. What's the benefit of that? Or what are the benefits of that? It delivers speed of accomplishment. Speed of accomplishment. Speed. That's why supernatural speed is critical in destiny, in life. That's why it doesn't matter when you are coming in. You are never too early. You are never too late when God is with you. Abraham began at how many years old? 75? Well, I don't pray for anybody to start at that age. But then it doesn't matter. So don't lose hope. Now everybody talks, oh, start early at 30, David at 30, Joseph. But now you are 55 and you are thinking, oh, I've wasted 25 years. No, you have not wasted it. Because there is what with God, there is what we call supernatural catch-up growth. That's why I said the years that the cankerworm and the palmerworm and the caterpillar has eaten can be restored with God with you. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, beginning from tonight, God will grant you supernatural speed. Where there has been delay, where there has been a delay, where there has been a stagnation, I decree in the name of Jesus, supernatural speed. Supernatural speed of accomplishment. No more delay for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Because God is working with you. Our God is a God of speed. He granted Elijah speed. That he outran the chariot of the king. Praise the Lord. I decree the same God will grant you speed. And number two, benefit of God working with us. It delivers perfection and excellence. Perfection and excellence. Look at how God created everything. Perfect. The sun is not fighting the moon or fighting the stars. Everything operating. The star is not falling one day and everything falling apart. Because God is a God of perfection. So when God is working with you, everything is perfected. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, wherever your project in school has been rejected before because of imperfection, wherever your business has been rejected, wherever your ministry has suffered because of imperfection, as God is working with you, there will be supernatural perfection. And there will be excellence. Everybody wants excellence spirit. People reward excellence. People reward excellence. Nobody wants to reward mediocre. Nobody wants to reward anyhow job. You don't pay anybody for doing job anyhow for you. From today, in the name of Jesus, as God is working with you, there will be excellent spirit on whatever you do. And finally, it creates unbeatable partnership. That's why they say one with God is a majority. One with God. Unbeatable. You can't beat the company of God. Because the company you keep determines what accompanies you. And when you keep company with God, like my pidgin people will say, your own done better. When you keep company with God, that's supernatural success. When you have partnership with God. Now imagine you are in your business is in partnership with Bill Gates, Pastor Jude. Bill Gates just call you, you know that, okay, I want to partner with you. You know what level of success you'll be operating. Or Jeff Bezos just call you that, I want you to partner with me. Or Mark Zuckerberg, just call you, I want to partner. Now, these are men of substance financially. But now you want to partner with the omnipotent God, the omniscience God, the omnipresent God, the all-knowing God, the one who owns the heavens and the earth. Therefore, I know tonight in the name of Jesus, as God walks with you, you will continue to enjoy unbeatable partnership. Please jump to your feet tonight. Are you blessed? Raise your hands and let's appreciate the Lord. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory because it's our month. It's our month of turnaround. Now begin to pray. Lord, I surrender myself to you today. Lord, go before me. Lord, go with me. Lord, walk through me. Lord, walk with me. In the name of Jesus, raise your voice. Everyone, everywhere. Lord, I will not go alone. Lord, beginning from tonight, I want to enjoy your divine presence. Lord, go before me, Lord. Lord, go with me. Lord, walk through me. Lord, walk with me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Now, one privilege we have tonight is the communion. But before we take the communion, I want to pray for you. If you are not born again, you cannot enjoy God's presence. You cannot enjoy everything I've mentioned tonight. What a night to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. And it doesn't cost you anything than your decision. Please, you want to do so tonight, or you want to rededicate your life to him. Place your right hand on your chest and say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight. I know I have sinned and come short of your glory. Forgive me all of my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Now, Jesus, come into my life. I make you my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your children, wherever they are tonight, that made this decision. You said whoever comes to you will not cast out. Jesus, come into their life. Wash their sins away by your blood who shed on the cross of Calvary. Give them new life. And let it be a new beginning, a new dawn for them. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.